Hello, this is Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe. This week, we're speaking about how our words have the capability of judging us in the end. Jesus said that by our words we shall be justified, and by our words we shall be condemned. In our day and age, this is a strong warning to be careful of what we are speaking, especially if we are children of God with a great destiny to fulfill. The gifts of calling that God gives you are without repentance. So if God has called you to be a prophet or called to be somebody in his body that's doing healings and doing miracles, you're going to do them regardless of what you are doing internally. So for some people, that makes you think that, oh, I'm okay with God. I'm still doing this and he's still doing that through me. No, God can use a tainted, dirty vessel. He often does, because none of us are clean. So it does not matter what he does through you. It's possible to speak words to get somebody healed and delivered, and you still end up in hell. As he says here, people that prophesy in his name, that cast out devils in his name, doing miracles in his name, could still end up in hell.
Here is this week's message.
Matthew 7, where Jesus is talking to his people in verse 22. We're talking about our words and what we do as children of God. It says, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name have done many, many wonderful things. And then I will profess unto thee, I never knew ye, depart ye from me, ye that work iniquity. In other words, we can be in ministry. We can be doing good things. We could be speaking the word, living the word, casting out devils, doing a lot of miracle signs and wonders. And still the Lord will say, I don't know you, and cast us out. This is how serious this thing is. This is just not about going through the motions and acting like we know God. It's about having a heart posture. Because when our heart is right, then our words will come out right. And our words will direct our path to do deeds that are right before God. But a lot of people, even in ministry, I know pastors and leaders like this too, where they go through the motions, but they still want to live like Americans live in the world. I've had leaders tell me that. I've had people in the church tell me I'm a free moral agent. I go to church, but I can do what I want to do. Now, they claim to be saved, baptized in the Holy Ghost, but yet in their mind, they're going to live life like everybody else because they feel that that is where they need to be. They feel that there's more a benefit or more of a blessing to be with the world than to be with God and what he's saying do. So just know that there are some things that are happening, but he says it starts with our words that we're speaking. As I said here, you're calling people blessed who are being cursed and doing wickedness. We see that in the world right now. But I want to exhort you. This is coming out of my spirit because the Lord has been showing me some things that are about to happen. And so if you are still speaking words with the world, you're going to find yourself in a great bit of danger and destruction in this last day. Now, what is the world speaking? Listen to the news. Listen to who's repeating what's in the news. One of the things you will always give you a hint of what God is speaking versus what the world is speaking. God's voice is never in the multitude. The masses are speaking almost always, especially in America, against God. So whatever you hear, the more in mass media and mass around that's going around you, it's not God. Because they're not speaking the words of God. They're speaking, as the Lord told us before, that the newscasters, the news reports are the voice of the false prophet. They're being used by Satan. And this is one of the things that people rely on that news. And because you rely on those broadcasts, you rely on social media, their motivation is to get you to believe something and to string you along so that you will subscribe, that you will be a follower of them. But our job as Christians, we have to be a follower of Jesus Christ and his word. So there are many people who are following the world, but can still cast out a devil. They still have enough faith to do a miracle. They still have enough faith to do those things. But at the same time, they're following after the world. How is that possible? Just because the gifts of calling that God gives you are without repentance. So if God has called you to be a prophet or called to be somebody in his body that's doing healings and doing miracles, you're going to do them regardless of what you are doing internally. So for some people, that makes you think that, oh, I'm okay with God. I'm still doing this and he's still doing that through me. No, God can use a tainted, dirty vessel. He often does because none of us are clean. So it does not matter what he does through you. It's possible to speak words to get somebody healed and delivered, and you still end up in hell. As he says here, people that prophesy in his name, that cast out devils in his name, doing miracles in his name, could still end up in hell. This is how serious this is. And how you'll know is, where's your heart alignment? When all is said and done, what do you meditate on every day? Do you meditate on God, His word, His miracles? Or do you meditate on what's going on in the news? What's going on in the politicians? What's going on in the White House? And what's going on in I have to talk to my Black folks, my people, who are my skin color, who come from our background of former slave, family of slaves, descendant of slaves in this country. There's a lot that's being done to stir up racism, to make you go back to thinking and acting like a slave, like you're under slavery. This is an act of the devil. Anybody who's using race baiting right now to get you to go against the country or go against white people, go against another nationality because of something that happened to you is a lie of the devil. You need to stay away from that. In fact, the Lord had given me a vision. He brought it back to me this morning. It was horrifying because when the move of God came, and I'm talking to Christians too, when the move of God came, I saw Black folks devastated. Many of you were left in destruction and poverty because you followed the voices of racism. You followed the voice that told you to be mad at white people. You followed the voice that told you you need to get reparations from this government and you're going to do whatever it is to make them pay. That's the enemy. No matter what has happened to you, no matter what's happened to our ancestors, there's only one person who said that they will pay us back, and that's God Himself. The Lord Himself said he's the one that will make it right for us. But when you claim to be a Christian and you're speaking all these negative things and you're going after things other than to God, you're putting yourself in the curse. And when I saw that devastation, it was utter devastation. People had prayers out there that they never got answers for because they may have had a prayer, but their mouth was speaking something else. They may have needed money, but their mouth was bashing the president, but their mouth was speaking racism. You will have what you say, okay? So if you're speaking race issues, you're going to have that poverty of racism. If you're speaking God's words, you're going to have it. We talked about this last time, but he's bringing a sense of urgency because something is getting ready to happen quickly. And the Lord is exhorting us all, me, you, everyone, to repent for any words that we have spoken that are stout, meaning harsh, wicked, opposite, where it's rebellion, everything that is against God that we have spoken. Not only against God, but against God's people God is using in this hour. And that's another thing. We don't know who God is using in this hour. So don't make a judgment call. I heard so many voices over the last few weeks. Somebody said, well, this person's like that, and that person's like this, and that person's only going to do that, and that person will never. Shut up. You're not God. That's witchcraft. When you are prophesying, speaking over somebody, saying what they are, what they will or will not be, you made yourself God. And we said last time, that's witchcraft. But because you've spoken it over them, your prayers aren't going to get answered because you're not doing what God told you to do. You're speaking over somebody else's life. And because of it, it's going to backfire on you. That wickedness is going to backfire on you. And there's a whole lot of people, I don't care if somebody speaks to you and their race is against you. Do what God says. Speak what God speaks. They don't know any better. But don't let them pull you down to the point where you're uttering things that are going to turn against God. And turn your prayers the opposite direction. He's not going to hear your prayers. He's not going to hear your prayers. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Let's go there. I can't stress this enough because the Lord keeps bringing it up. Y'all better get this because I don't really like going over this as much as I have to. But I know this is what God keeps saying. This is the problem we have. 1 Peter chapter 3. I've spoken this before, but I hear it in my spirit now. Starting verse 10. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 10. For he that would love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they speak no guile. Okay, what's evil? Speaking anything that God is not speaking over another person's life is evil. So if you hate the president, you hate Republicans, hate Democrats, hate a certain, that's evil. So what he's saying, this is what he's saying. If you want to see good days, you want to live life, stop speaking those things and keep your lips from speaking lies, deceit. Let him eschew evil. And do good, meaning turn away from evil and do good. Let him seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. So doing evil means speaking evil, meaning you're speaking stuff that's stout against God's plan for another person's life. You have no right to speak over your children. We talked about this last time, or your husband or anybody negatively, because you're not their God. Why don't you get in prayer, find out what God has for them? We talked about this last time. But consequently, I saw people absolutely devastated in what's coming. because you refuse to watch your mouth and listen to God. You follow along with the crowd, follow along with whatever's being said in the news. And that's not, it's, a lot of it is lies. They don't have the truth. They have only what's been revealed to them, that's given to them, but they don't have the truth. God alone has the truth. God alone has the truth. This is kind of interesting because Dr. Bill Winston's sermon, he was talking about something similar. And that's how I know this is confirmation. And he said, the most interesting thing, he was talking about how the mouth of the righteous will deliver them. Okay, that's scriptural. But he says, in this day and age, you're going to have positive confessions, making positive confessions, positive words in a negative environment. Okay, so what that means is somebody might be cussing you out. Somebody be saying something to ruffle your feathers. But what do? You just stay what God says. You just stay in that place of peace. Why? You got prayers to be answered. And if you say anything that's stout against God, so if you have something negative going on, what do you want? You don't want the negative to continue. Now, some of you do, and that vortex is going to take you into the places, deeper places of darkness, and you'll be trapped. And if that happens, that's your choice. If you want to go to hell, God will let you go to hell. But he has messengers like me coming and saying, repent. It's time to repent for evil words and evil deeds, but it's specifically your worst words stout against God. So I saw that devastation, but he said, we got to be positive. No matter what happens to you, no matter what people do to you, you got to learn how to say positive words in a negative environment. And that's what it's all about. You see a lot of negative going around you. What do? You speak positive. But what did Jesus say? This is crazy. What did Jesus say? Matthew 24. We've gone over this many times. He talked about what it's going to be like in his day before he came. Matthew 24. Okay, 24, start of verse 4, he says, Jesus said unto his disciples, because they want to know what's the sign of his coming in the end of this age. He says, take heed that no man deceive you. I mean, don't be deceived. The media people are out here deceiving people left and right. He's saying, but just know these things are going to happen. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And they, you should hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you don't be troubled. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. So he's telling you what to expect here. So why are you complaining about war with Iran? Why are you complaining about the things here? He says there are going to be a nation rising against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and there should be famines, pestilence, earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. For whom? For the world. Not for the body of Christ. Not for the kingdom, because God's kingdom is rising. And the enemy is stirring. He's stirring people up to fight because he doesn't want God to take over.
In America, we may have a right to free speech. But in God's kingdom, if our words do not line up with God's words, we'll find ourselves bound to a destiny and an eternity that we do not desire. It is time to repent for speaking words that are stout against God's plan for our lives and destiny. We have been predestined to be conformed to the image of Christ, who only spoke what he heard the Father speak. It is time to be imitators of God, like obedient children, and speak his word only. In Jesus' precious name. If you have enjoyed this episode, please join us for In Pursuit of Divine Destiny with Paula Matthews, live every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Don't forget to like and subscribe both to this podcast channel and to our YouTube channel as well. If you would like to partner with us, you can find details at www.epicvisionarypartners.org. This has been Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe. Until next time.